This is the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. If you are an adult male in the state of Florida and have been paying permanent alimony, Brandon Legal Group would love to help you reduce or eliminate your financial obligation altogether, because as of July 1st, 2023, permanent alimony is no longer the law in the state of Florida. 813-902-3576 for a free consult, or visit brandonlegalgroup.com for a free consultation. Stop paying permanent alimony. It is no longer the law in the state of Florida. Brandon Legal Group can help you. 813-902-3576 or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. Here we are, week 17. Many Survivor or Eliminator leagues, including the one I play in that was decided a couple of weeks ago, ironically, the Green Bay Packers late season losing streak in week 14, it took out one of three. In week 15, it took out one of two and helped produce the final winner. Many of your Survivor or Eliminator leagues have probably been decided at this point, but a high profile Survivor League, and until someone tells me otherwise and wants me to publicize it, that is worth more, is from Circus Sports. It's Circus Survivor. You can follow along on Twitter X about some details, and certainly on a numbers game with Gil Alexander, who had on one of the final four contestants that survived multiple picks in week 16, much like Thanksgiving week was split up into 2 weeks with two separate selections. Christmas was split up to 2 weeks to two separate selections. Everybody was on the Eagles on the second selection on Christmas Day, so they had held the Eagles that long. I wish I had been in that pool. That means I wouldn't have been knocked out in week six when the Eagles lost to the Jets. They're only lost, what, the first 3 months of the season. So here we are, and we're just going to focus on the games that are in play for the final four of Circus Survivor, which has a winner-take-all prize of over $9.2 million, had 9,267 total entries this year at $1,000 a pop. So the average implied value per entry is currently over $2.3 million. And as of the time of our broadcast, there hasn't been what is commonly called a chop or a deal between the remaining contestants and each other and Circa that, as of right now, they're playing going into week 17. So we even know who the available favorites are to all four that are in this, based on the Circus Sports Twitter X feed, which posted it on Tuesday, December 26th. So one finalist has five available favorites to choose from. The other three finalists have four available favorites to choose from. So let's just get the first one out of the way, because he has five. He has more than everybody else. And the interesting part is he's the only one who can play Cleveland on Thursday night against the Jets, which is one of the biggest favorites of the week at the time of this broadcast, this podcast, a little before 12 noon Eastern time, via Patrick Everson of VegasInsider.com. Cleveland sitting as a minus 340 money line against the New York Jets on Thursday night. Browns on a bit of a roll. Still even in position to get the bye and the number one seed in the AFC with Joe Flacco at quarterback, off a huge week for Amari Cooper. Three solid games in a row for David Njoku. A defense that still is getting the job done and then some against a Jets team just, you know, playing out the season with various quarterbacks that probably shouldn't be seeing the light of day on an NFL Sunday. So one of the players in Circus Survivor has the Browns to play, you would think, relative to the other four he has available, Denver, Indy, Chicago, Minnesota, none of which are as significant of a money line favorite, and he can isolate himself with a Cleveland pick and be the only one to take the Browns. Nobody can get through on the Browns to week 18 except him. So I would imagine, I don't know who this person is. I haven't heard them say anything. Apparently someone put one of the other players put their pickup on Twitter last week going into the first pick of week 16. Gil Alexander's been all over this on VSiN. As Gil says, he's obsessed with Survivor every football season. But Cleveland is a very sensible play at minus 340, especially considering he knows he's the only one of the four who can play them for week 17. The other three all have three of the same options available in Denver, Houston, and Indy. And then two of them have Minnesota as an option, and one of them has Chicago as an option. So let's just take Denver, Houston, and Indy together. Denver has gone on a little run here where I thought they might be an it team in the AFC playoffs, and now it looks like a very uphill battle for them to even get into the AFC playoffs after their rally, but subsequent loss at home on Christmas Eve. Was that Christmas Eve or the 23rd? No, that was Christmas Eve. No, that was the 23rd, right? Whatever the holiday classic was. Yeah, because the Peacock game was the 23rd. It was the Christmas Eve, quote, holiday classic on NFL Network, and the Patriots went into Denver and beat the Broncos. So the Broncos are playing the Chargers, and as much as the Broncos are a 250 money line, based on what we've seen from the Broncos recently, it's not very good. You know, they hit a real stride there mid-season, and to me and to others looked like they had something going, and it's just not going anymore. When you lose at home to the New England Patriots and Bailey Zappi, that's bad. So I wouldn't have a lot of faith in Denver. And the Chargers at least played spirited, because everybody's playing for their jobs. Everybody's coaching for their jobs with the Chargers in the Peacock game against the Bills. They showed up, which they didn't do the week before. And the Chargers have extra rest because they played on the 23rd. So they have an extra day of rest on the Broncos for what that is worth. We'll jump to Indy because the Colts are a minus 180 against Vegas, but there's Vegas is in the playoff race. Technically, as Jim Nantz kept bringing up on Christmas Day in their win against the Chiefs, if the Raiders win out and the Chiefs lose out, the Raiders win the division under an interim coach in Antonio Pierce, and they're doing it with an offensive game plan that not so much in the game against the Chargers where O'Connell did put the ball up, but what the last three quarters of the win against the Chiefs, O'Connell may have completed one or two balls, and that's it. And that was without Josh Jacobs as well, as Zamir White had one of the bigger rushing games of the season. So the Raiders are dangerous. The Raiders have something going. The Colts have one of the better coaches in the NFL in Steichen, and have been a good team in spite of not having their number one pick and franchise quarterback. They got Jonathan Taylor back running the ball. You know, along the way, they cut Shaq Leonard. It's been a good year for the Colts. This feels like a lot more of an even game than a minus 180 money line for the Colts against the Raiders. And I guess the biggest thing you can say, two big things, I guess, about the Colts winning this game would be they've been the better team all year, and they have a quarterback who is capable of putting up passing yards, moving the sticks, balancing the offense, where clearly the Raiders are protecting the rookie from Purdue. So that brings us to Houston, and the reason why I think that might be the play for either all three that still have Houston in circa, or maybe two of them, is because this morning, via Ian Rappaport, who does player updates on his Instagram feed, and it's great. Good news on C.J. Stroud, who has been in concussion protocol since a loss to since a game against the Jets for a few weeks. Feels like Stroud may go, as the Texans, like the Colts, with the four-game losing streak of the Jaguars, there's a battle for the AFC South title. Everyone's in it except the Titans. Much like in the NFC South, everyone's in it except the Carolina Panthers. If Stroud plays and Nico Collins came back last week, if Stroud plays, they're not going to get Tank Dell back. But Houston, as we speak, minus 215 over the Titans, who, you know, Will Levis has been battling an ankle injury. They put Ryan Tannehill back in there last week. You kind of look at that game and say, okay, if Stroud's going to play, how do they lose it? I mean, they only lose it if Derrick Henry maybe has his last great game as a Tennessee Titan. So that's what we're looking at there. That stands out to me as the second best play of the games we're talking about, behind Cleveland at home on Thursday night against the Jets. And then the other two games that are in play for multiple finalists: Minnesota on Monday night as a modest minus 134 against Green Bay, and Chicago as a minus 158 against the Falcons, who are still alive to win the division title, beat the Colts last week in Atlanta with Taylor Heineke at quarterback, and still a ton of good people on defense. As bad as the Falcons are head coached, I actually like Atlanta in that game against Chicago, even though their fate is out of their hands, because if the Bucs beat the Saints on Sunday, the Bucs win the division. But amazingly, wild cards could come out of the NFC South with everything that's been going on in the NFC, and so many teams just hovering around 500 with a couple weeks left in the season. And hard to say what Minnesota is going to do at quarterback, so I wouldn't feel very comfortable about that. So I would think that the one entrant at circa that has Cleveland to play will play Cleveland this week, and of the three others, all or two of them will ride the C.J. Stroud news and go with Houston for week 17 to try to extend their life in Circa Survivor with very, very high stakes. What's going on with your contest? You can email me. I just wanted to focus in on the Circa Survivor, since we were down to four and there's so much light on that. And at least I knew who the available favorites were as it relates to the players there, rather than talking about some, you know, big name teams that this time of year people just don't have available to play if they're still playing. Survivor. So we see what happens. Again, this has been a very fun podcast for me to do. I've been very into it, and a lot of people are into Circus Survivor, and I tweet about it just like many others. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. If you have thoughts, or if you're still alive in your league playing to win the money, please send me your thoughts as we are a week away from likely wrapping up this podcast, and I certainly think I will be doing this podcast again next year. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for listening all season to the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast, and even next week on our what is likely our last episode, I will talk about the show Survivor and how D won that, because some people actually listen to this podcast who are not only fans of football versions of Survivor, but the Survivor TV show where we've modeled our logo after it and made some other references to Survivor. Because as I record this on Wednesday night, I realize I don't have the show to watch tonight for about, what, a month or so. And it was a very good Survivor 45 season where Dee beats her quote-unquote boyfriend, don't know if they're together or not or just friends or whatever, for $1 million, and Keturah blew it. Absolutely blew it in terms of getting Dee out and giving herself at least a chance to win the $1 million. But we'll talk about that next week, crossing the lines there on various survivors. I'm Todd Wright. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast.